Over the years, we've had many people editing the news section of the Talking Newspaper. George Pattinson, Sue Clough, John Taylor, Doug Simpson, Jenny Coleman and Paul Southers are some of the names that spring to mind, and of course we thank them all for their efforts. We've also had several people bringing us the quizzes that we've had going back to the early days. Rod Wainwright, Jenny Coleman and most recently, of course, John Hodgson. But the very first quizmaster was Phil Pickering, and for the 100th edition, Phil set a special quiz all about Todmorden, and we're going to repeat it now. But please bear in mind that the anniversary that Phil mentions in question 4 refers to 2002, the year of the 100th edition, and not to this year.
Question 1. Name the 5 railway stations that used to be on the line between Todmorden and Manchester Road, Burnley. Question 2. What closed temporarily shortly before Christmas 1984? Question 3. Where were the first 3 council housing estates built in Todmorden? Question 4. What do Todmordians see each Friday that will celebrate its 150th anniversary in November next year? Question 5. What was the name of the coach firm owned by Norman Jowett in the 50s and 60s? Question 6. Which friend of a Prime Minister owned a business in Todmorden during the 1970s? Question 7. What reopened in September 1990 after being closed for almost 30 years? Question 8. Which amenity was opened in Todmorden Town Centre on a permanent basis in 1959? Question 9. What was Stoodley Pike built to celebrate? And question 10. What make of new cars were sold at Springs Garage in Halifax Road during the 60s and 70s?
And now, before we leave the quiz, here's a bonus quiz question from Phil.
During the late 1960s and 70s, the area between Bridge Street and Roomfield was cleared of housing. How many of the 12 streets can you name?
And Phil will be back with the quiz answers later.